In this episode, we are going to talk about reopening your business. We're going to talk about how the plan to reopen can instill confidence, not only in the public, if your business is open to the public, but also the confidence your employees need in order for them to return to work and be productive as well, and how this touches on some key aspects of safety and health, but also productivity. I've got some great information that I want to share with you in this episode, so let's get to it.
Welcome to the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, helping you manage safety one episode at a time. With the constant regulatory and workplace culture challenges businesses face, we'll provide you with all the relevant information necessary to achieve a safer, more productive workplace. No management theories, platitudes, or guru speak, just actionable info you can use right away. Now here's your host, the Safety Pro himself, Blaine Hoffman.
All right, as mentioned in this episode, we're going to talk about your plan to reopen your business, and I've teamed up with some old friends. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know the name Mighty Line Floor Tape. And I've been talking with Alec, the VP of Shieldmark Inc., the creators of Mighty Line. And we were chatting about how the plan to reopen businesses is so critical, but a lot of companies sort of fall short, right, in really having a cohesive plan. I mean, the plan to reopen is basically, well, we're going to reopen and you know, kind of just figure it out as we go. And he was sharing with me, Alec was sharing with me, how they recently got a shout out from Mr. Wonderful, if you remember this guy from Shark Tank, about their floor markings for social distancing. And he sent me the video, from LinkedIn. It's really cool. I'll have a link in the show notes to that. But it got me thinking, it's so easy now to do these things. A business that doesn't have a solid plan to reopen and sort of just manage the social distancing aspect, and we'll talk about some other aspects you need to do, but I mean, this part is so easy. And I thought, okay, well, I worked with Alec. He sent me over some material, and I'm going to use that material he sent me over here to kind of highlight how a business can just go about physically marking and communicating to not just the public, but their employees, these basic expectations around the facility for social distancing, physical distancing, and some instructional labels and signs, some cues, visual cues that we need to be able to go back to work. It's going to send a very clear signal when we walk up to our facility and we see all of these things laid out, very organized, well-planned, and thought out. It's going to instill confidence, and that's what we need. Now, if you recall, a few episodes ago, I talked about Gallup and some studies that they did, survey results that they had gotten back. Pretty eye-opening, right? So when asked to consider the recent impact of COVID-19, less than half of employees, right, it's around 45%, strongly agree their organization cares about their overall well-being. And back in March, Gallup reported on 5 key elements that organizations can use to influence and measure, you know, their progress towards improving that number. And these 5 key elements, I'm going to touch on them again because they play an important role in what we're going to talk about in this episode. So 1, my leadership has a clear plan of action, right? Gallup tracking showed that only 39% of employees strongly agree their employer has communicated a clear plan of action in response to COVID-19. 39%, that's U.S. employees, by the way. 2, I feel well prepared to do my job. Just over half of employees, 54%, strongly agree that considering the recent impact of COVID-19 on their job, they feel well prepared to do their work, right? I mean, we're obviously still adapting to this disruption, and getting back to work is no different. That is now a disruption in their lives. A lot of employees have been off work or home or on some sort of modified or hybrid schedule. And so reopening is actually a disruption. Getting back to what I'm using air quotes, normal is a disruption for a lot of these employees. So, you know, that makes sense. 54% agree that considering the recent impact of COVID-19 on their job, that they actually feel well prepared. So what this means is, you know, we've been in this disruptive state, and then going back to, as I said, normal, it requires employers to just hit the basics, right, of clarifying expectations, reviewing material and equipment needs, readjusting roles so that people can leverage their strengths in new ways. And each employee needs to see how they fit into the bigger picture of the organization, right, its mission and purpose. And we'll talk about this topic I'm going to hit on today, and that's what Alec and I were talking about. This is a really simple tool and approach employers can use to hit on each of these, and we've only gotten to number two. So number three, my supervisor keeps me informed about what is going on, right? The manager, the immediate or direct supervisor, is the key conduit responsible for translating the organization's response to COVID-19 for each employee. So only the direct manager can know each employee's situation, keep them informed, adjust expectations, coaching, accountability, and inspire them to achieve high performance. Less than half of employees, 48%, strongly agree that their immediate supervisor keeps them informed about what is going on in the organization related to the impact of COVID-19. So keep that one in mind as well. Number four, my organization cares about my well-being. Look, this one speaks for itself. A key predictor of low worry, right? High confidence is whether each employee believes and experiences that the organization is looking out for their best interest. And we'll talk about how something as simple as laying out a plan for social distancing can really boost that confidence. And number five, over the last 24 hours, how often have you been practicing social distancing? This was identified by Gallup in these surveys. This was one of the five. It made the top five. Social distancing was a very specific call out. If you go back and look at the other four, they're pretty wide open. Like, my organization cares about my well-being. That's a very general statement, but there are specific things that we can do to boost that generality, right? And then you go back to whether or not my supervisor keeps me informed. Well, somewhat subjective as well, right? I feel well prepared to do my job, and my leadership has a clear plan of action. This last one deals with a very specific aspect. And look, let's face it, scientists that were studying and continue to study and learn more about COVID-19, they believe that extreme social distancing will be necessary, not just to flatten the curve early on, but to actually keep the virus from spreading as we move forward, okay? I do believe this, and I'm in this camp, knowing what we know now about the virus, putting all the politicizing of the issue aside, which I'm not a fan of. I will say that I believe, putting aside some geographic hotspots that are experiencing an increased community spread and are still getting impacted heavily by this, by and large, I think, you know, county by county, we have set up these zones, these color code systems for whether or not the county is in, a state of emergency, you know, where there's increased community spread, we're on the decline, testing is up, all that good stuff. And I think as businesses look to reopen and get back to normal, if they haven't already, I think that we can get back to work if we have the right plan, with some practical measures and protective equipment combined with some other things, right? This layered approach that a lot of businesses now can start to think about reopening. You know, essential businesses have been open for a while. I happen to be at one as well. And, you know, we've managed this, you know, with a clear plan and a well-communicated, well-thought-out, well-executed plan. And we are fortunate enough to have technology that we can use, you know, whether it's, you know, FaceTime, Zoom, Skype, you know, we now have a responsibility to do something temporarily that defies our human nature, right? And that is we stay the heck away from each other. You know, we can go out and back to work under the right conditions. So let's talk about how the employers plan to reopen their business can touch on each of these five areas. The best way to explain how all of these measures can work is to kind of guide you through a typical work day, right, at a place of employment. So your COVID-19 efforts, you know, they need to start before you even enter the business, right? Upon arrival, everybody that enters has to be instructed or notified or shown with some displays or some way, shape, or form. They have to understand that they have to maintain 6-foot distancing, right? So visual markers, even in the pavement, you know, up to the main doors, in the window, on the doors. I've seen some great examples of the doors, the two, if it's double doors or even a bank of doors, having the sort of fat heads right on the door or cutouts, and then having the line between them to demonstrate what does 6 foot look like. That's the big key right out of the gate is, I found this to be true as well. You know, we're not really as good as we think we are at measuring distances, or guessing, I should say, distances. We're good at measuring, because we can measure that. But, you know, if we're just eyeballing it, you know, most folks are closer than 6 feet and don't even realize it. So having this out front before you even enter the building is a great way to start. You can also post a manager outside or at the doorway in a safe spot at the start of shifts to coach entrance and control the flow of traffic into the building. And speaking of flow of traffic, another great tool to use is, if you can, by all means, stagger start and stop times. And we'll talk about shifts, you know, throughout the shift, staggering breaks as well. But, you know, that's going to ease congestion and make it a lot easier for folks to get into the building, especially in inclement weather when maybe you don't have a canopy over the entrance or a tent. And that's another option is, you know, renting tents. You know, that's going to be something that you might want to think about. But look, once you get inside, you're going to want to make sure that you set up a sanitation station, a way for employees to clean their hands, because the next step that, you know, you expect from them is going to be, you know, putting on their mask. If they haven't done so already, maybe you hand them a mask. You have a way to distribute masks to employees or to the public. You want to make sure that they have sanitized their hands properly. And, you know, there's a way to distribute masks. I won't get too deep into that, but, you know, you want to make sure you do it at a distance. Maybe they're in bags already and they just grab their own. It's sort of self-service. Maybe you use tongs. Maybe you have something like that. But, you know, you're going to want to make sure you have a sanitation station to give employees the opportunity to clean their hands before they go into the actual facility. Now, this area of the building, we'll call it the lobby, everybody goes through it, in and out, multiple times a day. So make sure that you talk to janitorial crews, or if you have to hire somebody, or if you appoint somebody some cleaning responsibilities. One, make sure they get the appropriate HAZCOM training and PPE training to protect themselves, but also make sure that you address a frequent cleaning schedule that's going to be needed in this area. CDC refers to high touch or frequently touched surfaces. This is an area that's, you know, going to be traveled by everybody that comes into the building for the most part. So keep that in mind as well. Post a schedule. This area is cleaned X times a day for your safety. I mean, advertise the efforts that you're making. Again, boost that confidence. My employer cares about my well-being. The other step a lot of employers are taking is simply taking temperature readings. Yeah, I mean, this is only going to be effective if you're symptomatic. But again, it's about boosting that confidence, right? It's, hey, my employer has a plan. They're able to execute on it. I understand that I'm going to get my temperature checked every day when I come in. It was communicated to me via text or email or some kind of robocall before we went back to work. I mean, you know, I had this expectation, and, you know, they care about my well-being and the well-being of my coworkers. You know, they're taking temperatures. It's just an extra step that you can take. And, you know, anymore, it's pretty cheap to get these thermal non-contact infrared thermometers and use those as well. But, you know, some companies are doing the infrared cameras that are no touch. You just walk through the area. But whatever you decide to do, make sure you communicate the expectation before employees arrive so they know what to expect. Now, once inside the place of business, this is where you're going to want to see all of the designated walkways, paths to the break rooms, to workstations, visually marked. You're going to need 5S tape. You're going to need directional arrows. You want to reduce cross traffic, okay? Passing each other in a lane, you know, walking lane is one thing, but, you know, having this, you know, spaghetti bowl of traffic through the facility is something you're going to need to rethink. Where under normal circumstances, normal conditions, we didn't give it a second thought. But under these new conditions with COVID-19, think about, you know, this one-way flow, right, of leaning out this process and making sure that you reduce cross traffic. And the best way to do that is to visually mark your facility. And this is where Mighty Line Tape comes in. And, you know, I was talking with Alec, and they've put together this entire kit of specifically for social distancing. And so the color and the font and the terminology, everything's the same. It's uniform. It's not like you're just buying a hodgepodge of stuff that all looks different. It's familiar. It's almost like branded, if you will. And because it's consistent throughout the facility, employees, you know, get that consistent look and feel. Again, it sends a very, very strong signal. Wow, they didn't just print stuff off, laminate it, and stick it on the floor. You know, they actually put some thought into this, and we could see it throughout the entire facility. Again, directional arrows for traffic, but also having hash marks down, labels that remind people to stay 6 feet apart. Remember what I said earlier? I learned this the hard way. You know, we're not real good at guessing at 6 feet. So as we're walking down the lane in the facility, you know, we should have these hash marks or these visual cues that tell me, oh, wow, I'm closer than 6 feet to this person walking in front of me. I can actually use that to pace, right? And that's what you're going to need to get all around the facility. You're going to need to mark the break rooms, where to stand for the microwaves. And if you have a bank of microwaves in your facility, you're going to need to put up a partition between them, or you're going to need to just simply unplug and turn the microwaves around and leave them in their station. But you're going to want to go to every other one if it keeps you 6 feet from the next one. Somehow you're going to need to modify the work area, in some cases physically modify it to achieve this. But you're going to need to put some markers on the floor. We're going to need to mark off tables where people cannot sit because it puts them too close to the next person in the break rooms. All of these things you can get in this kit that Alex shared with me. And you know, this is what Mighty Line does. They make this stuff. This is not a commercial, by the way. It's just talking with Alec. He's a UD grad. You know, he's spent a lot of time in this area where I live. And, you know, we hit it off a couple years back, talking about all this stuff, and it's a great safety company. You know, this is what they do. I mean, they make a physical product, but they're a safety company, okay? So it was an interesting conversation because I mentioned, and I've mentioned this to several other people, of like, you know, you need to put a kit together that kind of just has all this stuff, you know, visually consistent. It looks a little more polished. And if you're a business, a small business or a manufacturer or even a small retail business, and you want that consistent look and feel, you know, you can go to, I'll have a link. Actually, you can just download it from the show notes, a link to the catalog that Mighty Line has. But you can order these various aspects of the little footprints, the little round dots to stand here, the long rectangular labels that remind you to maintain 6 feet, the arrows, everything. You can get this kit, you can piece it together and get what you need for your facility. So look, sticking with break rooms, you're going to need to remove chairs. You're going to need to reorganize the tables in a way that allow people to sit in there. But you're going to have a reduced capacity, right? So that's where it gets to staggering your break times if you're able to do so. This is probably the toughest one because your business is probably set up on the same schedule throughout the day, right? You're going to need to reimagine what a production schedule looks like. So work with management and leadership to come up with a schedule that makes sense, that allows you to achieve the levels of productivity that you need, but also keeps in line with the physical distancing you need to have to make sure that it's safe. Now, when employees get to their workstations, same thing. How many people are in a workstation or work area? You may, if they're working shoulder to shoulder, you may need to put up partitions, but they're going to need reminders from time to time of, you know, traffic flow, pedestrian traffic flow, but also forklifts, heavy equipment, things like that moving through the facility. Same thing, traffic control, 5S. If you haven't 5S'd your workplace, this is a great opportunity to really nail this and get it done right. You know, there are companies out there that can help you with 5S planning. You know, Mighty Line can help you with a lot of this stuff as well. But like if you have docks, you know, do you have multiple people loading or unloading? How do you handle team lifting items? If you're closer than 6 feet, you're going to need some face shields, you know, with the masks, you know, all that good stuff. Conference rooms. Are you still using conference rooms and having meetings? This is something you're going to want to rethink. So getting people on FaceTime or Skype or Zoom, something like that, and spreading people out into multiple areas of the facility instead of the old, you know, gather around the conference room table, you know, shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, you know, sharing the box lunch, you know, getting the box lunches passed around during the lunch meeting. You know, that's something that we're not going to be doing anytime soon. So you're going to want to post signs limiting the number of people that could be in that conference room. Training rooms are the same way. You may have to move training out to an open area of your production facility, or, you know, before you open for business, you don't want to be in the back in the break room all huddled around doing some training, toolbox talk, safety training, or just production or schedule training. You're going to need to rethink all these things. Well, you're going to need to set these areas up. You're going to need to mark them. You're going to need to mark where people can stand or mark where the chairs go. Every object that's sitting on the floor out in the production area should have a purpose and should be designated for that spot. You could do this with 5S tape, and you can mark all these things. And again, just like in the lobby, janitorial housekeeping, make sure you post, you know, how often areas are cleaned throughout the day. It sets an expectation, and then it holds all of us accountable. I mean, think about what that does if, you know, I'm the manager, and I post in this area that this area is cleaned, you know, 8 times a shift. And whether or not employees see that and can hold me accountable. So I'm publicizing, I'm basically advertising, look, this is what I have committed to. Help me commit to that. Help hold me accountable. So, you know, you can use these signs and labels to get that done, to communicate that as well. Again, touching on every one of those five areas that employees look for in their employer, that whole confidence level goes up. My employer is communicating a plan. I understand what the plan is. I could see it in action. They care about my well-being. I have practiced social distance, that fifth one, right, which floored me, that right now that is what a lot of Americans in this country, in the U.S., workers are looking towards, is like, yeah, I've practiced physical distancing in the last 24 hours consistently. We can help them with that. Employers can help them with that, okay? Put together a team in your organization of some managers and even some volunteers, like maybe use your safety committee. Put together a team. So normally a safety committee would have, a couple of hours a day or so many hours a week. You're going to have to reimagine this schedule as well, but get them out in the facility auditing and inspecting, okay? Not policing, but looking for opportunities to coach, because let's face it, you know, safety aside and all the things that we deal with in the safety world of, you know, coaching and doing observations, but, you know, this, the COVID-19, you know, there are all kinds of opinions and attitudes. This is a workplace, and in order for us to open and open safely and protect everybody, this is what we've decided we're going to do. And the mission now becomes complying with that and making sure that we're able to sustain it. And so I think going into this with a safety committee or putting together a team that focuses on social distancing, sanitation, mask compliance, and all of that, we want to make sure that we engage appropriately, that we're trained to do that. We train these volunteers to do that appropriately, that we don't turn them into cops, but we want to make sure that we understand some of the limitations and barriers to getting the work done. Are you not able to physically distance appropriately in this area, and why? Show me how the work has to be done, and then maybe we can redesign something. You know, what's going on with the mask? Is it too hot in this area? Is it because you have to talk? It's a lot of verbal communication in this area. We rely on that a lot. You know, what other options are there for masks for us? All that good stuff is something that we can look at. And then, of course, the last piece you want to make sure you communicate is, if somebody is feeling ill, have a strong policy that's well communicated, posted, that if they're feeling sick or ill, now more than ever, don't come to work. And if you begin to feel ill at work, you stop and you immediately notify your supervisor. Constant reminders and postings that are clear, right? We don't word whip people with this, you know, this long diatribe, like you print it off from Wikipedia or something and post it somewhere. It's got to be very clear and simple. You know, MightyLine can help with all this stuff. And that's what you're going to need. You're going to need to put all these components, these pieces together. And if you look at their catalog, they have it broken down like this with all of these options for you. They even can do custom signs and labels. So you don't have to worry about if you don't see something very specific in this catalog that you're not able to get it. They can do this for you. Also, you're going to want to communicate, you know, how you may have to close the facility if that's needed, and how you're going to handle cleaning and sanitizing the facility if several employees at work are found to be positive for COVID-19, or if you just close down a specific work area. That's also something that you can do. Communicate that. So, you know, closure notifications, like what's the process for closing the whole facility or parts of it? And then, of course, under what conditions would we remain open? All right. Also, make sure you communicate a return to work policy, having these posted somewhere by the HR board, bulletin boards, also at the entrance and exit ways. Make sure that they understand, you know, if you're symptomatic, you know, you need to be this many days free of symptoms before, you know, whether it's 72 hours or whatever the CDC guidelines are right now. Make sure that that's posted as well, that it's very clear. So make sure that the efforts that you take are, one, always evolving, okay, and continue to improve as you learn more about COVID-19, as the local guidelines change. Make sure that you're able to rapidly adjust as well to the recommended guidance, and make sure that your efforts go beyond just protecting your employees, right? That you're actually supporting the community by allowing people to come back to work in a responsible way, okay, that you're supporting the community during these unprecedented times. So check out what MightyLine Tape has to offer. Check out that catalog. Start building the things that you need now and get them now before you open, and make sure you're able to communicate them to employees. And then when you do communicate them and employees start coming back to work, and even the public, the buying public comes in, they're going to see that this stuff it's omnipresent. You can't go anywhere in the store, the retail shop, the building. The workers can't go anywhere in the facility without seeing these constant reminders. It's going to boost confidence. It's going to send a very strong signal that this employer is being responsible and they're doing this the right way. And always keep that open channel of communications going, because you want the feedback from employees. Sometimes they have great ideas about a certain area of the facility that needs to be improved, or some idea about, you know, the rotating brake schedule, stuff like that. Make sure that your plan that you put together is well communicated. You're going to be able to tackle most of these things with that. And if you look at the five areas that I just talked about, my leadership has a clear plan of action. Boom, right there. I feel well prepared to do my job. Barely half strongly agree, right, that they feel well prepared to do their work. This is going to help them feel prepared. I'm prepared in this COVID-19 environment. I feel prepared to do my job, okay? Give them that feeling. Create that experience for them. My supervisor keeps me informed about what's going on. Bingo, right there. Increase, over-communicate, okay? My organization cares about my well-being. We touched on that. This is going to send a very strong signal that we care about your well-being. We care about your well-being, your financial well-being. Yeah, we want you back to work. We want you productive. This is what we do, right? But we want to do it safely, and here's our plan to do that and ask for their feedback. And of course, the last one that Gallup identified, over the past 24 hours, how often have you been practicing social distancing? Constantly. That's what we want. The response is constantly. I'm able to do it. They give me the space. They give me the tools. They've marked everything. They've removed chairs. They've marked the location where chairs can be placed and we can sit. All of this stuff, you know, you're going to want this kit. You're going to want to put this kit together, okay? So check out the links in the show note. Go to Mighty Line Tape, their website, and they actually distribute through other vendors as well, but you can order direct from them. And it's a company I've been familiar with and I've partnered with in the past, but look, I thought it was great that Alec and I were able to connect on this topic. It is something that you're going to see more of in stores and buildings. And it was great that his team was able to put this little kit together. And you're able to get your own branded sort of that uniform look and feel throughout your facility as well. So go ahead and check it out. Let me know what you think. How are you or your businesses reopening right now during these times? This is something I want to hear about. I'd love to share some of these best practices. Look for posts about this podcast episode on LinkedIn. Yeah, I want to hear your feedback. Let me know what you're doing and to keep people safe. And I will talk to you on the next Safety Pro podcast episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Safety Pro Podcast, powered by iReport Source, the all-in-one digital safety solution. For info on how you can request a free demo on all the capabilities of iReport Source to streamline your business's safety management system, head over to thesafetypropodcast.com. We look forward to helping you manage safety on the next episode of the Safety Pro Podcast.